This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado's Independent Ethics Commission is not bound by the state's open records and open meetings laws. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports.
An appeals court ruled that the commission is set up outside those laws' jurisdiction. Voters created it to look into and rule on misconduct by state officials. The new ruling comes in a lawsuit the mayor of Glendale filed after the commission refused to release documents about meetings where it discussed a complaint against him. The Colorado Freedom of Information Coalition says the commission adopted its own records policy 2 years ago, which was opposed by Colorado journalism and transparency groups. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
The state attorney general is accusing a mobile home park owner in Fort Morgan of voter intimidation. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Edward Bernie Pagel hand-delivered notices to his tenants earlier this month, warning of rent increases if Democratic nominee Joe Biden won the election. The notice also told tenants that if President Trump won re-election, he wouldn't raise rents for up to 2 years. An assistant state attorney general sent a cease and desist notice to Pagel and warned him this appeared to be voter intimidation under state law in the form of economic coercion. Pagel has until Friday to respond. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, coronavirus cases are surging to record levels around the country. Hospitalizations and deaths are also rising, raising concerns about the coming winter. Then, Hurricane Zeta came ashore in Louisiana today around New Orleans as a Category 2 storm. It strengthened before landfall and was expected to bring an 11-foot storm surge. We'll have those stories for you coming up next on All Things Considered. And do check out CPR's handy voter guide, especially handy in dealing with state and local ballot questions, but it has all of the races. It explains the issues in plain English. The 2020 CPR Voter Guide is available at cpr.org. 51 degrees in Denver and Colorado Springs. It's also windy this afternoon in the Springs. This is CPR News.